If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this edition of A Closer Look from Late Night with Seth Meyers, airing weeknights at 12:35, 11:35 Central on NBC, right after The Tonight Show.
Now, as 2016 comes to a close, we thought it best to start our show the way we have all year, with a closer look back at 2016, the year in politics. As we know, 2016 ended with Donald Trump telling everybody to accept the election results and get over it. But 2016 started with Donald Trump refusing to accept election results and not getting over it, it being his loss in the Iowa caucus, tweeting, "Ted Cruz didn't win in Iowa, he stole it." Although Trump's complaints were helped by the fact that Ted Cruz's campaign genuinely did do some shady things in Iowa, including telling voters that Ben Carson had dropped out when, in fact, he had just dropped into a coma-like nap. And in another moment that would seem absurd, before 2016, Cruz and Carson had a tense meeting to clear the air over Cruz's tactics in a very unlikely location.
CBS News has confirmed candidates Ted Cruz and Ben Carson had a private meeting last night inside a storage closet.
It's not so weird that they met, but where they met, inside of a closet.
I think they're calling this the Closet Summit.
I'm sure they're not the first closeted Republicans, just the first to do it literally. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, things also began much as they ended, with a weaker-than-expected Hillary Clinton underperforming in a Midwestern state against an outsider populist originally from New York.
New poll numbers just released within the last hour show Bernie Sanders pulling ahead of Hillary Clinton in Iowa.
Younger voters really are thronging to Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton.
Clinton's lead is evaporating, and anxious Democrats see 2008 all over again.
That's right, it was 2008 all over again, except instead of going up against this...
three-pointer!
Hillary had to contend with this. No wonder she didn't think she had to guard him. Voters were drawn to Bernie's economic populism and anti-establishment rhetoric, as well as his ability to summon birds the same way Aquaman can talk to fish.
This little bird doesn't know it.
That bird was probably just flying by with his buddies and went, "Hey, that's the guy who always throws us breadcrumbs in the park." Although in a year of outsider candidates and a chaotic election that could be explained by dozens of different factors, I think Bernie's unlikely success could be summed up by this great line from the rapper Killer Mike.
How does a rapper end up supporting Senator Sanders?
Smoking a joint, reading his tweets.
There you go. It's not any more complicated than that. It's no wonder Bernie connected so well with young people. Hillary, want to take a shot at winning over some young voters?
I don't know who created Pokemon Go. But I'm trying to figure out how we get them to have Pokemon go to the polls.
Mom!
Ugh.
Meanwhile, as the Republican primary proceeded through the spring, Trump was steamrolling through a fractured GOP field. And as he did, his remaining opponents stepped up to take their shot, like Marco Rubio.
He's flying around on Air Force One and tweeting.
I go back and I see him with makeup, and it's like he's putting it on with a trowel.
Trump likes to sue people. He should sue whoever did that to his face.
He has really large ears, the biggest ears I've ever seen.
Have you seen his hands? They're like this. And you know what they say about men with small hands? You can't trust them.
It's like watching a rap battle between Martha Stewart and Michael Bublé. But this, of course, gave us another one of those moments that would have been inconceivable before 2016, a future president bragging about the size of his penis on national television.
He hit my hands. Nobody has ever hit my hands. I've never heard of this one. Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee.
And I'd release the full size details, but currently my penis is being audited by the IRS.
Eventually, as Trump wrapped up the nomination, we saw the reemergence once again of the issue that became a media obsession and would ultimately haunt Hillary through November, summed up by the one word she probably mutters in her sleep at night.
Emails.
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 Which explains why Hillary now lives in the woods and only communicates via tree mails. And then came the conventions. The GOP convention had everything, from Trump entering the hall like E.T. returning to Earth to an awkward onstage air kiss between Trump and his running mate, Mike Pence, to the future president pronouncing the acronym LGBTQ like he was reading it for the first time.
LGBTQ.
He sounds like he's ordering a sandwich at a diner. I'll take the LGBT, and you know what? Throw some Q on there, too. I love guacamole. Somehow, the Democratic convention managed to start on an even more chaotic note with raucous protests, amped-up celebrities, and a fully grown woman having her mind blown by balloons. But as crazy as the conventions were, they were soon outdone by the debates, which introduced hit new dance moves like Donald Trump's The Lurk.
That was the slot that the Obamacare approach was to take.
And Hillary Clinton's The Shimmy.
Woo, okay.
The final weeks of the campaign saw Trump somehow manage to weather a slew of controversies and scandals, only to see Hillary hit by her own October surprise, the FBI's announcement that they had found more of her emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. The email surprise was so exasperating that when he found out Anthony Weiner was the source of it, it literally broke Joe Biden.
I don't know where these emails came from. What
apparently Anthony Weiner.
Well, oh, God. Anthony Weiner.
And it is not easy to break Joe Biden. That is a man who spends 40% of his life riding Amtrak. But who knows what 2017 might bring? After all, Trump appointed this guy to be his Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
In order for our country to be great again, every aspect has to be great, including our inner cities.
Mm. And we just saw Mr. Trump here. I asked him, how did it go? And he said, great. And he said he learned a lot of things. What do you think he took away from today?
My luggage.
hold on. Okay. Looks like Dr. Carson is going to try and find his luggage, and he'll be right back with us.
I left it in a hallway or a closet. In the immortal words of Joe Biden.
Oh, God.
This has been a closer look back at 2016.
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle at Late Night Seth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. And if you like this podcast, please take a moment to leave us a rating and review. Thanks for listening.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.